initiates is indeed powerful. And of course, oxytocin is the chemical in a woman's body that causes the milk letdown that then provides the life-giving nourishment for the new baby. This oxytocin impact is obviously vital for the survival of human infants, since they are totally unable to provide for themselves in the early years of their lives. However, without oxytocin, babies might not be conceived at all. Here is where the research about oxytocin becomes even more interesting. When two people touch each other in a warm, meaningful, and intimate way, oxytocin is released into the woman's brain. The oxytocin then does two things: increases a woman's desire for more touches, and can begin producing bonding of the woman to the man she has been spending time in physical contact with, as her brain begins to be molded to connect her to the man. This desire for more touch and the bonding that develops between a man and a woman often lead to the most intimate of physical contact, sexual intercourse. With sexual intercourse and orgasm, the woman's brain is flooded with oxytocin, causing her to desire the same kind of contact again and again with this man she has bonded to, producing even stronger bonding, as their brains are more significantly molded to connect them together. But there is more. The oxytocin bonding that takes place in the normal male-female relationship often can result in long-term connectedness. For example, in America, when a marriage is intact, it is rare for a woman to have sexual intercourse with anyone except her husband. This remarkable stability is undoubtedly in part a result of the effect of oxytocin and brain molding. And the significance of this is that the brain molding initiated by oxytocin results in the bonding of a mother and father. Part of the reason marriages often last for many years, greatly increasing the chance for a child to be raised in a nurturing two-parent home, which studies have shown provides a child the most advantageous environment for growing into his or her potential. The important thing to recognize is that the desire to connect is not just an emotional feeling. Bonding is real because it has become a part of the way one's brain is molded, a powerful connection that often cannot be undone without great emotional pain. Real brain chemicals act on real brain cells, causing those brain cells to mold and to bind individuals together. While no one can prove exactly why the brain was made to respond to the initial oxytocin effect in this way, some valid observations as to why it is important are easy to make. Simply put, the continuation of the human race has always depended on men and women forming relationships, conceiving and bearing children, and raising those children together until they can care for themselves, and continue the cycle. More and more scientists and behavioral experts are connecting the dots and concluding that oxytocin not only is key to initiating the bonding of a mother and child, but also produces a like effect between a mother and father. Just as nature has provided a mechanism that works to keep sexually active married couples together, so it has in this way provided a built-in mechanism to ensure that infants are not abandoned. As mentioned earlier, neurohormones, including oxytocin, are values neutral. Much like dopamine, it is an involuntary process that cannot distinguish between a one-night stand and a lifelong soulmate. Oxytocin can cause a woman to begin a bond to a man even during what was expected to be a short-term sexual relationship. She may know he is not the man she would want to marry, but intimate sexual involvement may cause her to be so attached to him she can't make herself separate. This can lead to a woman being taken off guard by a desire to stay with a man she would otherwise find undesirable, and staying with him even if he is possessive or abusive. Finally, an important finding of scientists about oxytocin is that it can produce a feeling of trust in a person with whom a female is in close contact. When a woman considers engaging in sex with a man, she needs to be able to trust him. A woman who is being approached sexually by a man is very vulnerable. He is almost always stronger than she is. He could do things to her physically that she doesn't.